the fellow Muslims and believers. So the hadith we did yesterday, وَعَنْهُ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ قَالْ لَوْ دُعِيتُ إِلَىٰ كُرَاعٍ أَوْ ذِرَاعٍ لَا أَجَبْتُ وَلَوْ أُهْدِيَ إِلَىٰ ذِرَاعٍ وَلَوْ أُهْدِيَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعٌ أَوْ كِرَاعٌ لَقَبِلْتُ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wa salatu wa salam said that if I was invited towards trotters, towards paya, or a shoulder, la ajabtu, I would have accepted that da'wah. Or if somebody had gifted to me trotters or gifted to me shoulder, then I would have accepted it. So this shows the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Paya in those days was something that was menial, something that was petty. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if I was invited towards this, I would have accepted it. Meaning that it's not beyond my status to accept a da'wah like this. Sometimes we think that if somebody invites us, that person must be a high standing person, high ranking person. The futu must be of that level, the hall must be of that level, the status must be, then only I will accept this man's da'wah. But yeah, Nabi alayhi sallam showing us, the man inviting me for paya, then also I will accept it. So therefore, provided there is no other fitna and fasad, it doesn't matter what is being served, but it's the heart of the person that is important. Sometimes it may be simple food, it may be a simple person, but his heart is full of gold. Outwardly the man is poor, but he got a golden heart. That simple gesture of his, that brings about a lot of muhabbat. You see, in the olden days, a person was traveling, he'll stop by this relative's house, that relative's house, carry on, and then he'll reach his destination. Not like that relative also had so much, but that muhabbat was there between families. So that extra time they had, they wouldn't, and when they'll reach the destination also, they'll stay with that family member of theirs. They won't book into one hotel here, one hotel there. That muhabbat was there. The food was simple, the people were simple, but the love was there. So this we learn from the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in the simplicity lies that of muhabbat. Yesterday I met the foreman that's working in the madrasa. Early morning it was, after Fajr. It was cold also. So I asked him, what brings you here to work on a Sunday morning when it's so cold at the madrasa? So he's telling me, I'm just showing you how sometimes little simple things affect a person. So he said that when I'm working here, I feel so warm. So warm I feel. Because every child that's walking past in the madrasa makes salam to me, they smile to me. The ustads come and talk to me. I feel more loved here than I feel even by my own family. So I wake up in the morning and I'm so energetic. Even a Sunday morning when it's cold, I feel like coming to work because I'm feeling that love and that muhabbat. So this is what simplicity does. It creates that warmth in the heart. It creates that muhabbat. Outwardly, a person doesn't need to have much. But because of the simple gestures, simple actions, and a person also readily accepts this, this creates a lot of muhabbat. So this is something we have to come back to, bring the simplicity back into our lives. Today's hadith, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال كانت ناقة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على الضباء لا تسبق. حضرت أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه. He says that the camel of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, this particular camel's name was العطباء, the ضاد العطباء. He said this camel was such a fast camel, لا تسبق, it would never be beaten, it could outrace any other camel. أو لا تكاد تسبق, or very rarely this camel would be outrun. It was such a quick, such a swift camel. So then he explains, فَجَاءَ عَرَابِيٌ عَلَىٰ قُعُودٍ لَهُ فَسَبَقَهَا فَشَقَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَىٰ الْمُسْلِمِينَ حَتَّى عَرَفَهُ. So he says what happened is when Bedouin came upon his camel and he raced with this camel, and this Bedouin outran that camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَشَقَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَىٰ الْمُسْلِمِينَ حَتَّى عَرَفَهُ. The Muslims, they felt bad about it. They felt saddened about it. That today the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had got outrun. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he recognized and he realized from their sadness that this thing affected them. So immediately Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, فَقَالَ حَقٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَلَّا يَرْتَفِعَ شَيْءٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا وَضَعَهُ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said that it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he doesn't raise anything in this dunya except that he lowers it, he drops it. So everything has a turn to be high. Or sometimes something Allah Pak will give it a chance to be high. But it's the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one day it will have that respect, one day it will have that status, and the next day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can drop it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will drop it. From this hadith we learn that there will be no superpower in the world that will remain a superpower forever. There will no wealthy person that will have a status forever. There will no person that will enjoy that type of pride and that type of status, or no person will enjoy that type of standing forever. So every person has his turn. So this is a very, very good hadith to give us that type of hope. Sometimes we see that the zulam that the Muslims are going through, the oppression. But we must remember that every person in every time or every zamana, there was some type of power. But as time went, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stripped them of that power. Every person who outwardly seems to be very arrogant, very proud, very difficult to deal with, he's going through that phase that he's going through. A time will come when he'll also have to lose that. So a person should never feel saddened when he's going through situations where he's going down. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you can just think back, sometimes you'll think back a few generations or a few decades ago, one type of family may have been the standing family at that time. Nobody could touch them. One or two generations, all that money is gone, disappeared. There's no even trace that this particular family was the outstanding family of Durban or Johannesburg. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us, teaching us, that don't be saddened by these things. That one time something lost, somebody won. So therefore this, sometimes we think that these games of football and cricket and other things where people give their hearts, and sometimes in the World Cup matches, youngsters are crying and adults also are so sad. But this has got nothing to do as far as our akhirat is concerned. Yeah, one camel beat the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Immediately he told Sahaba that this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one day somebody is high, next day they low. One day one team is low, next day is high. This is not something that we've got to give our heart to. This is nothing for us that we should be saddened about. The next thing this teaches us is that the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He could have made up some excuse. This is my camel and my camel lost. No, maybe it wasn't ready or maybe nothing. Humility just teaches Hapa that this got nothing to do as far as our akhirat is concerned, as far as our status is concerned, how fast our camel can go, how fast car we got, what type of vehicle we got. This got nothing. This has absolutely nothing to do as far as our akhirat is concerned. The real accomplishment a person will have is the accomplishment of akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing this humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our life. And this is the thing that will keep us going, keep the muhabbat between brothers, between family members, is this humility and this tawazu. Because when a person got it really, this is the thing that will cause him to fly. This is the thing that will cause the unity to come back. And this is the thing that will bring barakat back into our lives. Ya Allah, give us all tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.